Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today has been Sari Flesch. And this was Sari's first time being a co-host, and I do hope she comes back, because anybody in the advisory group that would like to be a co-host, all you have to do is talk to Christina. And, you know, she'll go through the whole thing. And it's wonderful. It's fun. It's educational. And to me, by sitting here, it's such a learning experience with the guests that Christina has booked on this show. I think it's wonderful. But
no, and that's, you know, I definitely want to encourage you, because we say, you know, you don't need radio experience to be a co-host. You just want to, you just come, you want to learn and just be a good listener. You know, I give everyone material that they have for the week, you know, so on the guest.
Right.
So there, you know, there's really no effort on your part except, you know, reading it, preparing yourself. So please call 311. We would love to have you. And, you know, you're more than welcome to come and check it out, you know, beforehand.
Right.
So,
and it's also important to inform your neighbors about the service that Project Independence provides for the community. And it's sometimes I'm so surprised when I talk about Project Independence and people don't know what I'm saying.
Right. No, and that's what, you know, when we first started, we sent out a bunch of surveys and we would ask people, you know, how have you heard about us? And it's a lot of it is from, you know, a neighbor or a friend. And
it's word to word.
Right. And no matter how, mm-hmm. I mean, we send out all kinds of things, obviously, mm-hmm. that help. But it's really when you hear it from someone, you know, your neighbor saying, listen, there's amazing services here, and it makes it more personal. So I think you want to. So we have tons of our Project Independence ambassadors out there,
right.
You know, keep spreading the word. We would, it's wonderful. It really
unfortunately, that's... Most things happen. You either need something and you go looking for it.
Right.
Or you get a referral from a mm-hmm. friend and say, Sari says, oh, you have mm-hmm. to go to the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Then you say, well, I'll try it. You read it, but if you're not in the mindset, you could read about Project Independence every day. But I'm not looking for anything, so I just, you know, go right over it and you don't even remember it.
Exactly.
But we have 11,000 plus members.
Yeah, and they come in. Listen, they come in. You know, I get the membership SRs, and they come in, and we're still getting tons of surveys. So it's great. Listen, everyone's, you know, new people are turning 60 every day.
Right,
you know,
right.
So and that's what's special about Project Independence. You know, it's like, you know, it starts at 60, goes onward. I mean, we have 100 plus, you know, years old seniors and stuff. And there's really something for everyone, because you might want to volunteer, you know, you might want to be a radio show co-host, or take an exercise class, you know. And then there's people who need more intensive things, like the social workers or the nurses, to come to the house. And it's really just an amazing, amazing service, and we just encourage people to.
And also the caregivers group.
Absolutely.
For people who are taking care of a loved one, they might need a place where they can just go and talk to someone about their problems, and people exchange ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I know I was running the caregivers group when I worked for the Nassau County, and so many people who came needed that little place where they can go and just vent.
Because it's about them.
Yeah. Because sometimes they feel they're so, you know, cloistered because mm-hmm. they have to take care of a mother, a father, a husband, a wife.
Yeah, and
that's true.
Project Independence actually offers a caregiver support group that meets over at the Port Washington Senior Center. It's just kind of restarted up again. It's the July 5th and July 19th.
Mm-hmm.
Gail Sellis, who's a gerontologist for Project Independence,
right.
She does a wonderful, wonderful job. And it's really a great place to, you know, meet people. And, you know, I think what's important is sharing the ideas, because someone might be doing something that you didn't know. And it's just a wonderful forum to kind of to do that. So
you know what it is, too? It's one of the biggest things with Project Independence. People are not alone in this town. And unfortunately, aging, it's the first time for everybody. So when you have people that are working, mm-hmm. and like, say, Sari even giving advice on people trying to get back in, you have one individual says, I'd like to get a job, I don't know what to do. Well, and they ask a friend. Well, mm-hmm. the friend didn't go back for a job, so he doesn't know what to do. That's why you go to something like a 311, go to one mm-hmm. of Sari's workshops,
mm-hmm.
and the person can learn. So we're mm-hmm. here. You know, I was with an actuary the other night at an event, and he was just talking about how, you know, it used to be a pyramid, you know, the life cycle, and, you know, and now it's a cylinder.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the population that's getting bigger and bigger is the, you know, the above 60, the above mm-hmm. above 100.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes people don't have to retire at 62 or 65 if they're not forced out of their occupation, because we are living now to over 100.
Right.
Right.
And what do you do if you retire at 62 or 65 and you're living over, you know, to 100? What do you do with those years?
Right.
So it's important to know what's available, whom you can contact, and how to remain active in our society.
Very well put. And the answer is 311.
Yeah.
You call 311 and you can have a discussion with so many different people.
No, you know what's special? I was just thinking, too, you know, earlier in the show, the two guests we had on, you know, it just shows you what amazing people are in the North Hempstead
right.
community. You know, here's residents who are doing, you know, two different things, but really what they're passionate about. Mm-hmm. And I think that's an amazing thing. And I look at, like, Sarah, I mean, she's a Project Independence member, but she had the opportunity to do provide these programs for us because that was her specialty. And I think
right.
that's what's a wonderful thing that, you know, you're able to do because there's tons of people with all different talents. And they're willing to volunteer and provide a wonderful service and program, which is just right. is really amazing. So
Lois is in her 80s, I believe. She said it. And Barbara was 74.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not retired.
Right.
They're out doing stuff,
right.
Which is a very good point, Sari.
Yeah, and so that's a, you know, North Hempstead, really, it's just filled with amazing, amazing people and residents. And it's
and
that's
a great place to live.
Yeah, it really, I mean, it really is. It's definitely, you know, I laugh because my own grandparents, you know, wish they lived in North Hempstead. They'd be like, wait, hold on, you have, you know, this is a free program. Like, let me just get, you know, because, and that's what it is. We encourage people, you know, there's no charge to sign up, you know, so why not sign up? And then, you know, when the time comes, you might need it, you might not need it. You know, there's a transportation program, and I always love the people that do drive. But have used the transportation mm-hmm. program, you know, if mm-hmm. they're going, sometimes they don't want to have to find a parking spot at a doctor. You know, it might be a stressful doctor's visit. You know, you're not, it's trying to find a spot in some of these places is extremely nerve wracking, you know, or the weather might be bad or you might be having, you know, some procedure done. So it's something that's, it's just good to have. Like, why
right,
not just
background.
Have it, right, have it in the back. This way you're a member, you know, you need to do anything, you're able to when the time comes. So you can just call 311 or 869-6311 and we will tell you all about Project Independence.
Procedure, that's a good point. I didn't even think of that with doctors.
Yeah.
You know, you want to get somebody to help mm-hmm. with you if you're having a cataract or something.
Well, that's what a lot of people use it for eye thing, you know, because
right,
there'll
right,
be
yeah.
drops in their eye and they can't drive after. So it's a discount, extremely discounted service. So it's really just a wonderful thing. And on top of the great things that PI also has to offer, we have a social discussion group that's going to continue to meet over the summer. That's Thursdays at the Parkville branch of the Great Neck Library. Robin Tovell, who is one of our caseworkers over at Project Independence, facilitates this group. It's Thursdays, 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Parkville branch Great Neck Library. Also, there's a men's group, not the Romeos, a separate men's group. Robin also facilitates this group. That's on Fridays at the Parkville branch at the Great Neck Library from 10:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m.
Even though I just want to say quick for a 311 shout out, yes, some of the services are reduced during the summer, but there's still plenty of activity.
Absolutely.
So you have to call. Maybe a regular one that you were going to doesn't exist for these next couple
right.
of months, but there's other things that can be.
Yeah, and you can call, you know, we have a monthly calendar, so you can call 311, ask for the monthly calendar, we'll send it out to you. You know, you can stick it right on your fridge and it tells you what's going on. And you know, like I said, you know, so many of the departments provide all different services, so it's not just Project Independence providing
right,
things.
Right,
you know, like
right.
I said, the Parks Department has stuff going on, community services, so we kind of have all hands on deck during the summer. It's still going on. And Mondays and Fridays, the Exercise for Balance and Strength to Reduce Falls program is still happening, which is definitely a crowd favorite. It's been going on for a while now, and it's just a wonderful program that, you know, it really helps people because falling is a huge thing. And no matter what the weather is, you know, you can fall anytime.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and this people walk out really learning amazing things, and it's a good exercise and social aspect to it also. So it's a great service, and that is going to be Friday, July 22nd and 29th from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. is the beginner's class. And then the advanced class meets on Mondays and Fridays from 11:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And that's July 18th and 25th. So check it out.
The number of falls is just amazing. We had that woman on the call-in. I don't remember exactly. A couple of weeks ago.
Right.
But the seniors fall. I had a friend of ours broke her pelvic.
Pelvis.
Two or three weeks ago. And she said it was just stupid. She just tripped. A petite little lady. And I found out because I talked to her husband. He said, oh, she's in the hospital. What for? And so my wife called, and that's it. It's a simple, not being sloppy. She said it was my fault. I was stupid.
Yeah.
And that's when, unfortunately, people don't think until after the fact. Whatever she was doing, I don't remember the whole story, to be honest with you, but that's not the point. You have to be conscious a little bit more.
Yeah, and then, you know, what's actually, a lot of people who take this class, you know, had a fall in the past. And one story, I remember one of our co-hosts actually said that they took a bad fall, they went, and they used to have to hold on to a chair when they started the class because, you know, their balance was a little off. And as the class progressed, you know, they didn't need to use the chair. And they said it was such an amazing thing, you know, just to actually be able to have that growth. And here's a free program. You know, it's we partner with Winthrop University on this, and it was just a great service. So,
but this is a call ahead.
Yep, yeah, call 311 and register, absolutely. And it meets right at the Yes We Can Community Center. Okay. So call 311 and register today. We also want to remind residents on a not so happy topic, hurricane safety tips. There's a PSA that the town did in a conjunction with Adelphi University, and we just encourage everyone to make an emergency kit and just plan is kind of the way of North Hempstead.
But it's the truth. I mean, with that stuff, everybody should have, mm-hmm. you know, they go through the list, the battery, actually, we should have Matt Tamara.
He's coming on. Okay. Yes, he is.
Okay, perfect. To go through some of that stuff, things that, again, when it happens, you're going around in the dark trying to find a flashlight.
Right.
You know it's in the basement, but it's hidden under mm-hmm. a pile of everything.
Right, absolutely. And like I said, you know, there's nothing worse than when the emergency happens and not being prepared for it. You know, so I said, like, life gets stressful enough. You want to cover your bases where you can, and having this emergency kit ready to go is definitely necessary. So,
terrific, Sari. We're going to be wrapping up. I want to thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
This
was my
fun.
Pleasure.
I hope you liked it, and I hope you're coming back.
Absolutely.
Yes. And of course, Christina, you always get the best guests, and the most important person, of course, is Dan Cox, the director here and the engineer. Unbelievable. We wouldn't be able to function without Dan.
That's right.
And that's it, everybody. We'll be here next week with two more special guests. Have a great 4th of July weekend.
Don't
forget, it's 4th of July weekend from Judy Bosworth and the full town board. Wishing everybody out there a wonderful, wonderful weekend. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. That's it, and we'll be back next week.
Happy 4th.